The Australian photographer Nigel Brennan and the Canadian journalist Amanda Lindhout are now free after being held hostage in Somalia for more than a year. The pair are thought to be on their way to Nairobi. It's been a 15-month ordeal. Gunmen took the two journalists hostage late last August when they were on their way to report on a refugee camp just outside the capital. It appears that a ransom was paid to the kidnappers, although the amount of the ransom is still unclear. David Mark reports.
Finally, a nightmare lasting 462 days is over. The Canadian Amanda Lindhout spoke earlier today to Canadian TV.
I just want to take the next couple of months and spend it with my family. It's of my family's tireless efforts to get me out of here, that I'm alive and that I'm talking to you as a free woman again right now.
Amanda Lindhout and her Australian colleague, Nigel Brennan, are now thought to be on their way to Nairobi. Mr. Brennan's sister-in-law, Kelly Brennan, spoke to reporters in Sydney.
It's very hard to express the overwhelming sense of joy that we have today as we feel as a family that the news of Nigel and Amanda's release. For 462 days, our family has hoped that this day would come.
It's been a long wait. The pair were kidnapped just outside of Mogadishu in August last year when they were on their way to a refugee camp.
Well, I was going to research a story about some of the IDPs, the internally displaced people in Somalia. And on our way there one morning, our vehicle was ambushed and we were taken by a group of gunmen who then proceeded to take us around the country and keep us in different houses. Extremely oppressive conditions. There was times that I was beaten, that I was tortured. Extremely, extremely difficult situation. It was extremely oppressive. I was kept by myself at all times. I had no one to speak to. I was usually kept in a room with no light, no window. I had nothing to write on or with. Given very little food. I was allowed to use toilets exactly 5 times a day. So basically my day was sitting on a corner on the floor, room 24 hours a day for the last 15 months.
By July this year, it was apparent the Brennan family was becoming disillusioned with the federal government and the lack of action. A meeting with the Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, did little to allay the concerns of Nigel Brennan's mother, Heather Brennan.
We've probably agreed to disagree on a few items.
It's tough, it's difficult, it's complex, it's sensitive, but as with all of our consular cases abroad, we take this one seriously.
The fear and tedium for Nigel Brennan and Amanda Lindhout ended abruptly at some point in the last day. But how the release came about isn't clear. Amanda Lindhout has told what she knows to CTV.
It's a long story. It's been sort of going on for the last couple of weeks, and then tonight finally everything came together, and the men who had kidnapped us turned us over to the federal government in Somalia. They've now taken us to a hotel.
What was the process by which the negotiations were successful?
I really don't have any details about what's happened actually right now.
Ms. Lindhout says the kidnappers were demanding a ransom of $1 million for the pair's release, but it's not known how much money was actually paid. Today, Kelly Brennan was giving only cryptic clues.
To the individuals that have worked so closely with the two families on this case, you know who you are, and we could not have gotten this far without you.
The acting Foreign Minister, Simon Crean, is giving nothing away.
Well, you probably would have seen the family of Nigel Brennan this morning, as I did. This has been a very distressing time for them. All I can say is that our Foreign Minister is monitoring this situation, and we're not in any position at this stage to confirm.
Adjunct Professor Clive Williams from the Centre for Policing, Intelligence and Counter-Terrorism at Macquarie University says a ransom probably was paid via a go-between.
Because the Australian government policy is not to pay any money, which I think is the right policy. But in many of these cases, people are not going to get released unless some money is paid over. So the family then may have paid the money that way.
Nigel Brennan and Amanda Lindhout will have a full medical checkup once they land in Nairobi. Mr. Brennan's family says he'll fly to Australia as soon as he's able.
David Mark.